from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, September 8th. Coming up, Champaign is investing COVID-19 relief in a grassroots program with the goal of using talent development to prevent gun violence. We'll meet two brothers who went through the program coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A cannabis advocacy group is warning the state's recreational marijuana program has a lot of problems that need immediate attention. Alex Degman reports.
Cannabis Equity Illinois says the program's responsibilities are spread across several agencies, for example, instead of just one. New craft growers are allowed only 5,000 square feet of canopy space, compared to 210,000 square feet for legacy medical growers. Cannabis Equity Illinois' Deputy Director Peter Contos says they can address those issues and more.
We have subject matter experts from Colorado and California and Michigan saying, this is what you need to do. This is how you can do, you know, differently in Illinois and make Illinois the model. And we just need these folks to listen to us.
Canto says some things can be addressed immediately through rulemaking, but he worries about the industry's future health given dwindling resources and departing investors. I'm Alex Degman.
Bringing more diversity into the green economy is one of the central goals of Illinois' Climate and Equitable Jobs Act, signed into law last September. A year later, many of the programs to achieve this are still in development, including workforce hubs to offer training and education in clean energy-related industries. There will be 16 of these hubs across Illinois, and organizations in those communities are already meeting to determine how best to implement them. Sabrina Davis facilitates career workforce training at Lewis and Clark Community College in Alton.
People, you know, want for us to be able to provide supports to others around the roadblocks that they face in life, you know, things like childcare barriers and transportation.
Davis says the goal of the workforce hubs is to provide training that will lead to a career and sustainable wages for those from disadvantaged communities. Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis traveled across four areas of Illinois this week to announce federal community project funding. As Harrison Malkin reports, a nursing home in Monticello will get a big boost because of it.
Congressman Davis stopped at the Piatt County Nursing Home to announce $215,000 in funding. It'll be used for their emergency power system. Davis says the funding is about addressing important needs locally. The nursing home's executive director, Scott Porter, says he wanted to request funding after losing power in June of 2017. Porter says power outages can be catastrophic for his patients.
And it was really inspiring to be picked because it kind of inspired me now to look at other ways that I can improve the facility and reach out to other assets potentially. So, you know, he inspired us.
By early next fall, the generator should be up and running. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
Enrollment at the University of Illinois' Urbana-Champaign campus has hit a new record high. U of I officials say total campus enrollment is 56,644, up by about 400 students from last fall. The freshman class is just under 8,000 students, second in size only to last year's class of just over 8,300. Officials say 71% of this year's freshman class is in-state students, up from 70% last year. They say the number of applications jumped by a third, thanks to the transition to the Common Application, which is used at more than 1,000 colleges and universities. As a result, only 45% of applicants were admitted to the U of I's Urbana campus, down from 60% last year. The number of Black and Latino first-year students both fell slightly from the fall of 2021. Still to come, we'll meet two brothers who recently went through a gun violence prevention program in Champaign. That story from Emily Hayes is coming up next on 217 Today.
Current estimates put more than 500,000 people experiencing homelessness in America, with a large portion being children. These people live in every state and territory and reflect the diversity of this country, but risk is often tied to multiple factors. Right now, our digital social justice learning space is focused on homelessness in America, with educational resources available for all learning levels. Begin exploring at will.illinois.edu/social-justice-learning.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Champaign is investing COVID-19 relief in a grassroots program with the goal of using talent development to prevent gun violence. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes introduces two brothers who went through the program.
Richard Frazier of Champaign took his role as a big brother seriously from a young age. By middle school, being the tough one started to get him in trouble. He bounced between public and alternative schools. The first time he felt cared for, though, was at First Followers.
Marlon and them actually care about you. Them other people, the schools, they don't even care. They don't care. Marlon actually trying to put you in position.
Marlon Mitchell founded First Followers as a reentry program.
We get a lot of guys in here that are unemployed, that have been in the streets, may not have finished their high school diplomas, and just looking for an opportunity or a second chance.
When Richard was 17, Mitchell offered him a second chance to earn his GED. Richard became the youngest participant in the nonprofit's construction training program, even though he had never been incarcerated. He spent about 1 year with the program. Then in 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic hit Champaign and First Followers paused the program. Richard says he suddenly had too much free time.
Having a lot of more free time in this town, I'm in Champaign, is not even good. It's like, especially with the crowd I was even in high school. I wasn't in no good crowd in high school.
In late 2021, he was arrested for possessing a gun without a firearm identification card. He says he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Bro, I don't even do nothing violent, bro. I don't do that. I kept a gun on me for protection.
After a month-long stay in jail, Richard was convicted of possession and released on probation. Since then, it's been harder to find a job. It's a struggle First Followers founder Marlon Mitchell knows too well.
The reentry program comes out of a personal experience because I am formerly incarcerated. It was a big challenge for me to find housing. It was a big challenge for me to be gainfully employed.
First Followers offers more than a job. There's mentorship, therapy, field trips, and higher education. Research shows workforce development programs do help prevent gun violence. Jaleel Abdul Adil is an associate professor of clinical psychology at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
Workforce development programs are essential in terms of giving people alternatives to some of the violence-involved activities that may have practically sustained them on a day-to-day basis. And I think those workforce activities must be inclusive of helping people find their gifts.
He says what's great about First Followers is they help people strengthen their talents while developing healthy relationships free from violence. The problem is money.
A successful grassroots program, they usually can't get enough money. And if they do get any money, they don't qualify for the big money, like the radical revolutionary turnaround money.
First Followers has the chance to break that pattern. The city of Champaign recently granted the nonprofit almost $500,000 in COVID-19 relief as part of a citywide plan to cut down on gun violence. A saw buzzes in a small one-story house in Champaign. Rashawn Frazier is building a wood frame for a new wall with two other young men. He joined First Followers after hearing about it from his older brother, Rashard, from earlier in the story.
He would come home and tell me all the stuff that he did, and I don't think I have to tell him about stuff I did at school. I'm like, you over here taking trips and doing all this, making stuff. I want to make stuff.
Rashawn has now enrolled in classes at Parkland College, too. The brothers want to start their own construction and landscaping businesses, dreams that started at First Followers. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
First Followers has almost $500,000 from Champaign for 1 year of the Go Make a Difference Workforce Development Program. The nonprofit plans to spend 90% of that on stipends for participants. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 82 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Eric Schmidt, Harrison Malkin, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.